natural man is receiving things of the Spirit of God. The natural man is. The natural man is fine. The natural man receives the thing. It's natural to receive the things of God. It's the soulish man that does not receive the things of God because he's too busy drinking gallons and gallons of beer and gallivanting all over the countryside. Gallivanting while drinking gallons of beer. This soulish man. The natural man, yes, of course, it is very natural to love God. Let's get rid of this religiosity crap that we have to kill human nature. Hi, I'm Martin Zender, obviously. Hey, when people are thirsty, they drink. When they're hungry, they eat. Unless you're a religious person, then when you're thirsty, you don't drink. And when you're hungry, you don't eat. Because human nature is evil. Now, if you're hungry and you eat, that's instinct. If you overindulge, like let's say you want to eat a chicken wing. You eat a chicken wing. Let's say you want to eat 3 buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's gluttony, and that becomes sinful. That's soulish to eat 3 buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken, but to satisfy your hunger is not. Now, I'm not condemning sin. Well, yes, I am. God already condemned sin. I'm not saying if you eat 3 buckets of Kentucky Fried Chicken, you're going to hell, and I don't like you anymore. I'm just saying that that does qualify as sin, whereas satisfying your appetite doesn't. I'm not saying I don't overindulge. My wife bakes cookies. I eat 2 or 3, and my conscience tells me to stop. Do I? Sometimes. Other times, I don't. When I'm in a bad mood, I'll eat 12. That's sin. I'm a sinner. Thank God for grace. Thank God for Jesus Christ. He sacrificed for Melody's cookies. They caused me to stumble, and so stumble I do on occasion. But I do obey my conscience once in a while. Things go better for me when I obey my conscience, when I do the natural thing. It's natural to eat cookies. It's just not natural to eat too many of them. So we're going to look at some verses. You know, our instinct is subconscious, and with that, because it is, we just don't realize how we depend on it every day to do the right thing to survive. It's constantly telling us to do the right thing, but it's on a subconscious level. There's no red flags. There's no voices screaming at us. We just normally do the right things most of the time. Speaking for myself, of course. I told you I was going to tell you, people are asking me about the Romans 1:26. You know, doesn't it seem to you that when women dance with each other at a wedding, it seems natural, doesn't it? Women hug and women hold each other's hands. It's fine. We have no problem with it. Not even old fuddy-duddies have problems with women dancing at each other at a wedding, but what if 2 men were to dance with each other? That would be weird. That's unnatural. Why is that? You know, I once saw 2 women brushing each other's hair. It looked natural to me. It made me feel good to see it. It satisfied me on some level. If I were to see 2 men brushing each other's hair, it'd be like 2 chimpanzees picking lice out of me. It's disgusting. It's against nature. You know, it is interesting, the wording in Romans 1:26, that God giving over people to dishonorable passions for their females besides alter the natural use in that which is beside nature, and I believe this is bestialism. And speaking of the males, likewise, the males, besides leaving the natural use of the female, were inflamed in their craving for one another, males with males. This wording isn't used with females. What am I saying? Nothing. I'm just reading the scripture. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that, well, I guess I am saying something, that women holding hands is natural. Men holding hands is not. And if you go back in Numbers, when the sexual sins are listed, I don't know where it is exactly. Maybe it's Leviticus. Read the whole Old Testament. You'll find it. It speaks of males with males, but not females with females. Just relaying the facts to you here on Zender Talk. So, people have told me that it's unnatural to study so much because of that lousy verse, 1 Corinthians 2:14, that says, It should say that. The King James says, the natural man is not receiving the things which are of the Spirit of God, for they are spiritually discerned. So you cannot know the things of God by your natural means. Thinking, for instance, is natural. No, you can't think. Studying to discover something is natural. No, you can't do that. Why? Because the natural man is not receiving those things which are of the Spirit of God. They're spiritually discerned. So you have to do something unnatural. Let's see. Maybe I'll put my Bible under my pillow. I don't know. How does it happen? Osmosis? Do I put an ice pack on my head? Do I chant? So people start doing unnatural things. Oh, I know. Maybe I'll go to a monk's joint. What do you call that? Yeah, a monastery. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe then I'll know the Spirit of God. I'll understand the things of God because that seems spiritual to me. The natural man isn't getting it. So like, darn it, I can't think. I can't use my natural God-given logic. I can't use any common sense. That's natural. I can't study. That's natural. I can't ponder over this. I just have to float in the Spirit. I'm telling you, people who do that get so screwed up. They go through, get so much bad doctrine. And so I love to point out the proper translation of this verse. Natural man does grasp the things of the Spirit of God. Study away. Adjust your reading lamp. Put on your study goggles and go to it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. In fact, Paul says study to show yourself approved. Show yourself approved. And that's the natural thing to do. So I thank God that this verse says that I'm not unnatural. I'm a natural man. And it's natural for me to study. Remember, it's only when you allow overindulgence to dominate your life that you're soulish, and then you're not going to receive spiritual things. And I'm convinced none of you are totally ruled by the soul. God has planted in each of us a measure of the Spirit. And as that measure of the Spirit grows in us, it crowds out the overindulgence of the flesh. Tomorrow is Frothy Friday. What's Frothy Friday? Well, you'll have to wait till tomorrow to find out. I will see you tomorrow on Frothy Friday. In the meantime, this is Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you.